Right, so following on from last one, the changes I noticed after meeting Jesus Christ. And I got up to the nurse, wasn't I? Yeah, my parents discovered that I was telepathic. Friends and teachers and shit in school started learning that I was empathic. And a nurse was brought in. Oh, and the doctor my mother contacted gave her pills and I was getting headaches, right? Mild headaches. They were fine with paracetamol pills and Pamol pills. I think that's paracetamol pills. Headache pills. Parafast, I think, was one of them. Put a pill in the water and it fizzed. And drank that. Grotty. But it helped stave the headaches. But after I got... No, what happened? Okay, we better pray first, okay? Our Father's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory. Amen. Okay. So, the nurse. We'll go back a little bit. The assistant principal. A little while, so I was at school, I was like, nine. I think I was 8 or 9 years old. Nine, I think. And I might have been 8, around there somewhere. I hadn't had any immunization shots up to this point, okay? I shook Jesus' hand. We've been over in the last episode what I learned I could do. And not long, around the same time, a new principal was appointed to the school. A new assistant principal was appointed to the school. I think Greg West was the principal, and Terry Rogers was the assistant principal. And there were two young guys at the admin on the office desk that worked at a camping ground down the road. And they were like African looking. I think they're from Africa. And my mum, Linda, was an administration clerk. She in the office. So I was in class in school. And the assistant principal, Mr. Rogers, Terry Rogers, comes to get me and says, I've got to go see this nurse in this room. So I'm wandering down into the admin block. And, sorry, I'm burping and stuff. I had some cornflakes. So I'm wandering down into this admin room. Oh, the admin block, office block, okay? And there's this little room down this hallway. It's probably big enough for like a... Well, it's not very big at all. It's like 1 meter wide, or maybe 2 meters wide by about... Oh, it's more like a meter and a half wide by about 2.5 to 3 meters long. Enough room for a desk and a chair, or two chairs, one for the nurse, one for the patient, and a desk for the nurse to set up her stuff. So I'm about to walk up to the doorway. Okay, I'm walking there. I'm like 8, 9 years old. Walking there. And I walk in the door. There wasn't a nurse. It was a thing. It was like this big, blobby, monstrous looking thing there. And I just screamed, right? And I went to run and get away. And I remember running for the door. To get out of the admin block. And there's a staircase going up about 3-4 steps to the left, close as to the exit door of this admin block. And a long hallway. And I remember running down, looking left. The assistant principal was almost at the end of this hallway. It was like 10 meters away. 10 But somehow, he got to me. Somehow, me screaming and running, but he got to me. 10 metres. I was like 1 metre away from the exit door. But he got me from 10 metres. I was running. Kid running. After seeing this blobby thing. Monstrous blobby thing. Fuck knows what it was. It was just big and ugly, like a grey, pasty white grey rolly thing. You know, like those dogs, they got rolls on them. Didn't look like a dog. It had a face, like a Pugsley face with eyes. But it was fat. Very fat, like a rhino on legs, man. And a Pugsley dog cross. I don't fucking know how to describe it. And I said to the Mr. Rogers, there's a monster in there, there's a monster in there, let me go. I was trying to get out of his arms and run. But he caught me, and he took me back to the office door. And of course I trusted him. He's been my assistant principal, right? He's even taught classes and shit. And scary shit happened after this, man. We got back to the door, and she was a nurse. It had changed back into a nurse. And I remember hearing Rogers say to the nurse, why weren't you ready? Why were you not ready? He said like twice, growling her. And she said, I didn't know you were sending anyone. Then his reply was, I told you I'm going to get someone. I'll get someone. But for some reason, she didn't hear that. Or it. That wasn't a she, mate. That was not a she. That wasn't it. And my mum was in the office, heard the screams. The two African young people were there. They were like twins. And they just looked down the hall and did nothing. My mum came down. See what's wrong. And I said what I said. It was a monster, but now it looks like a person. Mum, it was a monster. It looks like a person now, but it wasn't. And I overheard Terry Rogers' conversation with it. The assistant principal, I could see his door at the end of this long corridor into a foyer area where the main desk was, where in the little office where my mum was and the two African guys. And the principal's office, assistant principal's office, was way down there. And I could see that principal open his door, look down, and a smirky grin on his face. Truly. Through his fucked up glasses. Smashed his glasses right into his head. Never mind. Now that I know what I know. When a child says that, man, you gotta believe it. Mum didn't know any better. And principal knew, I could tell by the principal's face, he knew what was going on. The assistant principal knew exactly what I was talking about. Bailed her up right there in front of me. Told mum, and I said, no, I don't want that injection, no. The injection had like one long needle, but attached to the same injection were like, I think it was like 6 or 7, could have been 8 needles. There were heaps of them on like a circle. All coming out of this one thing, big syringe thing. It was like fucked up. And I said, nah, I'm not doing it, because I saw what it was. I saw the principal lie. I saw the nurse lie. I saw the assistant principal. Yeah, he fully lied. I heard him with the nurse, and I saw the look on the principal's face. He knew. And I knew it was something very wrong in that situation at the age of like 8, I think I was 8 or 9 years old. It wasn't long after I met Jesus. He shook his hand. And they knew what they were doing was going to fuck me over. Like those fluoride pills I was taking. And so I tried my hardest at that age. I was being held by my mum. She was sitting in a seat, holding me. Telling me to take this injection. I was saying no. I was no. And the nurse said, I could do it if you consent, Mum. If you consent, Mrs. Pickering. And I was just yelling and screaming, no. I didn't want it. And the assistant principal was telling mum to let get me to have it. Terry Rogers. And I'll say no. And mum just says, oh, well, you should take it. I said, no. No, no, they were monsters. There's something's wrong. And she was a monster. Something's wrong. He knows. Assistant principal was pointing at. I said, he knows. He was talking to it. And mum sort of looked at him with a bit of an angry look and looked at her. And I said, no, 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 I don't want it. And then mum says, no, you should have it. And I remember thinking, oh, okay, I'll trust mum. Because, you know, she's mum. I was there. They were my foster family. Okay, so I was adopted, but I was there for quite a long time. And it was, I trusted her. So I did. And I was rolling around on the floor with a headache. After that injection, I kind of like got really tired and really, just really exhausted and tired. And they took me to a room to lie down and go to sleep. And I woke up with a headache. Mum took me home in the car. And I had a headache. And that headache didn't go away for days. I was rolling around on the floor at home in agony for days. I remember having this headache, the combination of the fluoride pills and the injection. I lost my telepathy and my empathic abilities dwindled somewhat major. So I don't know what that thing was that gave an injection, but I can tell you that the medical industry is fucked. They're not mankind. They work for the other team, not God's team, not for Jesus, not for Elohim. They're not working for the holy angels of heaven. They're working against it all. And they suppressed my abilities to hide themselves. Now, after that injection, when I went back to school after about a week later, because the headaches took like that long to go away, I remember mum, she was like crying, saying, I shouldn't have done it, I shouldn't have done it. And she was I was apologizing. And I was rolling around with like pain, just, I was taking, I don't know what the pills were at the time, but it would have been an equivalent of Nurofen. I was only on like, you know, 3 or 4 of them a day. The headaches were so bad, I was just falling asleep. That hurt that much. And after that, a week later, there were these two new students at school. A chick and a dude. And they were sort of just hung close, watched me. And I thought that only the principal, assistant principal, were in on this. Turns out, I think it was most of the teachers. I think most of them were not mankind. I'm not going to use the term human, because human translated into Latin actually means monster. So that term human came about somehow, right? We call them human. They were human. They were monsters. And we are mankind. And these monsters, they were monitoring me. And I remember being in a class with these two new students nearby, one sitting right next to me. And I felt something like crawling on me, my hand and arm. I looked at it, and earwax kept falling out of my ear. I looked at the sting. It looked like something was crawling under my skin, and I looked at it, I tried to scratch it. And this was a whole nother teacher, the teacher that I caught out cheating on his wife with one of my mate's mums. That very teacher, he was a music teacher, a Pearson, I think it was, Mr. Pearson. And I remember him coming up behind me and saying to me, what are you looking for? And I said, I think something's crawling under my skin. And he says, that's because there is. That's because there is. And then the student who was brand new to school sitting right next to me, big grin on her face. And this teacher said to her, "How's he going?" And she said, "He doesn't know a thing. He can't see a thing. Nothing." So yeah, they're real. They look just like us. And they don't have to. Somehow they've got some form of technology that hides them from us. And the immunization injections that they stick into us as children block our natural abilities to see them. So, you know, it's Revelations is like halfway through now. Tribulation is like so close. End of days, they call it. And that's one of the ways they managed to hide themselves from us, was immunization injections. Teachers in schools aren't teachers. A lot of them aren't. But some of them probably are mankind now, because they're totally sucked in to putting this poison into the children of man. And their technology is so advanced, we don't know how to fight it. God does. He's going to totally just burn the lot of them out. It's in Revelations in the book, in the end. The whole lot get toasty, and the whole world is gone with them in it. Well, God's chosen, God's people, his few, and the ark. And everyone else just gets obliterated because they're not mankind. They're spending their time right now killing off mankind with the latest immunization for COVID-19. Injecting mankind, riddling them with nanites and parasites to turn them into their own personal little army, so that their little army of mankind can kill another male, the rest of the mankind that didn't take it. You know, that's enough of that rant. And that's what I learned about what happened to me as a child. I actually got to see one of them and see the teachers working against children. They're hurting God's little ones, and God's going to so smash them when they get to heaven. So anyway, that's the end of that rant. After that, what did I learn? Yeah, there wasn't a lot after that as a child. I met a pastor in Whangarei as I got older, as in my teens. We'll do that one next. So, Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his namesake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.